This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
All right, folks, welcome to the National Baseball Podcast. It's been a long time, dude.
It's been a while. It's been a quick business trip, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
As a little bit rainy, I was a little disappointed in some of it, but good time had by all, doing business, of course. We're going to back up to Wednesday. We're going to talk about some top performers of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll get you caught up on the scores, everything you know from Saturday and Sunday. Talk a little bit of news, and then just some observations from the last week in baseball.
We reached a critical point here over the break. 15 games, when you can start assessing where your team is at. If your team is 3-15 at this point, Baltimore, you got
Baltimore.
A serious problem.
Well, at least they're not like the 0-21 team from the 80s or whatever.
You're just second to a team that didn't win for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So we're going to go back one cycle in starting rotation because Roy Halladay pitching tonight. He pitched on Wednesday, and he's the first guy we're just going to mention briefly. Roy Halladay, a complete game shutout against Atlanta on Wednesday. Phillies beat Atlanta. Roy Halladay is such a stud.
Yeah, he is a stud. Here's the problem. The local news in Philadelphia, being that we're privy only to local news in Philadelphia, basically after the recent downturn, saying how much the bullpen needs help, oh, but Roy Halladay can just throw a complete game next time out. You can't just rely on him to throw 9 innings every time.
Yeah.
Like, I understand he's a stud. This is factually accurate. He hasn't gone less than 7 innings in a start. But you can't bank on the 9 innings to just rest your bullpen because your bullpen can't hold a game and your right fielder probably can't field a fly ball in the sun.
Yeah. The Phillies a little bit of a situation right now.
Situation.
On Wednesday, we also saw Phil Hughes, guy who never really fulfilled his promise, almost throws a no-hitter, goes 7 1/3 before allowing his first hit. They beat Oakland.
Yeah, 10 strikeouts in the win versus Oakland. You want to go offense? How about 2 home runs from Colby Rasmus in a St. Louis game against Arizona?
Yeah, St. Louis ends up winning that game 9-4, dropping the loss on Chad Qualls. Thursday, bit of an abbreviated schedule, only 11 games. Who stood out to you on Thursday?
The Milwaukee Brewers as a team, 20-0 with 25 hits.
And that's over the Pirates, the stud of that game for the Brew Crew. Ryan Braun, 3-4 with a home run and 5 ribbies. He also stole a base, scored 3 runs. They also got homers from
Jimmy Edmonds, 4-6, homer, 3 ribbies.
And George Cotteris, the leftover from the Red Sox. And Prince Fielder hits his first home run of the season 15 games in.
Yeah, well, he's traditionally a slow starter. This isn't anything unusual for Prince Fielder. Jim Edmonds, nice pickup if you're a waiver wire for the reduced schedule on Thursday. Nice pickup for the day.
Yeah, and I think he might actually be have a little value going forward. If we look at two teams that are pretty average, 2-8-8 teams at this point, Rockies beat the Nationals 2-0. Levon Hernandez had an amazing start to the season, but he gets outpitched in this one by Ubaldo Jimenez, follows up his no-hitter with a shutout 7 1/3 inning performance, struck out 5, gets the win in this one.
Yeah, Ubaldo Jimenez is good.
Yeah, he is.
Not going in-depth because this is quite a while ago, so...
Yeah, he's really coming into his own this year. How about on Friday? Which is who Friday?
Friday, I didn't see too much. Carl Pavano, another nice start. Yes, it was against Kansas City, but gets the win. 7 innings, give up only 2. Really, not a lot on Friday that stood out to me. We were kind of busy Friday. But Adam Dunn, 2 homers versus the Dodgers.
Yeah, and that's a game that the Nationals end up winning that one 5-1. Kendry Morales goes 3-3 with a homer and 3 ribbies for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's a 2-run shot in the 8th, and the Angels win that one, even up their record at 9-9 at that point.
Yeah, and one game not played, Marlins-Rockies postponed until Saturday, so we had double header.
We're gonna pause for a second while I answer my phone. Yeah, a little bit of a song break for you there, Shane. Back to baseball.
Copyright Eminem.
Yeah, back to baseball. Saturday, we are actually going to talk about just hit the highlights of each of these games, starting in the AL.
Starting in the AL, Indians 6-1 over the A's. This is on Saturday. Fausto Carmona, another really good start in this one. Gives up only 1 run. Carmona, can we click on Carmona here? He's 3-0. Chad Godin, the loss, he's 0-2. But
Yeah, Oakland's bullpen gets rocked for a lot in this one.
Yeah, but Carmona so far this year, 2.96 ERA, 1.13 whip. That's your all-important total there. 12 walks, 13 strikeouts. That's a little disturbing, but...
Yeah, but
the strikeout-to-walk ratio is terrible, but it's only because there's not a lot of strikeouts, which is bad.
And he's first in the league in wins 3. The game he lost, he pitched 8 solid innings, only allows 2 runs. It's a bullpen that coughs that one up
for him. It's a team loss, not him. Yeah. Yankees 7, Angels 1. Yankees, at this point, very good series against the Angels. Andy Pettit, 8 strikeouts in this one. Yankees get 14 hits. Pettit's 3-0 as well. Yoel Piñeiro, 2-2.
Exciting start. Exciting one in Chicago. The White Sox pull it out over the Mariners, 5-4. Alex Rios hits a 2-run home run in the ninth to win this one. Franklin Gutierrez hit his first for Seattle. Paul Konerko up to 7 on the year for the Chicago White Sox. Bobby Jenks gets the win. Even though he allows 2 in the top of the ninth to Seattle, Dave Ardsma, the loss, he drops to 0-1.
Yeah, game is tied 2-2 going into the ninth. Seattle gets 2 in the top of the ninth, thinking, oh, great, wonderful. And then Chicago gets 3 in the bottom and ruins it for Seattle. Rays 9, Blue Jays 3. These two teams have combined 23 wins between them, but it's Jason... that was nice for me. It's John Jaso, backup catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, coming up after Kelly Schopick's injury, his first home run for the Rays. Seven-run eighth inning.
Yeah, they're down 3-1, pour on 7 in the eighth, and that's pretty much the end of the show. Lyle Overbay, Adam Lind, home runs for Toronto.
They're first and fourth, respectively. Dan Wheeler to win, Scott Downs, he's now 0-2, lefty out of bullpen. Bad eighth inning.
Boston Red Sox send the Orioles to 2-16 with a 7-6 win. This one, pretty exciting. Baltimore's up 3-1, hanging the seventh, but then three-run homers from Marco Scudero. And Kevin Youkilis, the second and third respectively, gets the win for John Lackey. Three allowed by Boston in the ninth, but still Papelbon picks up save number 5. Ty Wigginton, Adam Jones, home runs for Baltimore. Varitek, his fourth of the year for the Red Sox. This whole not playing very much, doing him good.
Yeah, Lackey's 2-1, Matt Albers 0-3. Wigginton has 6 home runs, 6. Now, Jason Varitek, 4 home runs in 23 at-bats, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, that's useful.
His OPS is 1.246.
It's pretty remarkable. Still early in the year. Twins 9 at Royals 7. 5 hits in this one for Joe Mauer. Knocks in 2 and scores 1. It's 9-7 in 12. The win, John Rausch. The loss, Robinson Tejeda. Justin Morneau hits his third.
Yeah, this game, they go into the 11th, tied at 6. They each score in the 11th.
And it's a combined 32 hits and 4 errors in this game.
Yeah, and then 2 for Minnesota in the top of that inning. Tejeda is now 1-2. Last game to AL on Saturday, Tigers 8, Rangers 4. Scott Fulman, terrible start early, gives up 3 in the third, 5 in the fourth. He gets the loss, he's 1-2. Eddie Bonine, 2-0, nice resurrection of his career now as a starter. He's 4 runs in the first 2 innings. After that, nothing.
In the National League, the Dodgers win 1-4-3 in 13 over the Nationals. Run scored by the Dodgers' Rafi Furcal. Casey Blake, 3-for-5, 2 homers and 3 ribbies in this game. Long game, another high-scoring game. What are these guys' names, man?
I don't know. Just Miguel Bautista gets the loss. He's 0-2. For the Dodgers, the win goes to Carlos Monasterios. It sounds Greek.
Yeah.
Adrian, be proud. Padres 5, Reds 0. This is a 4-hitter for San Diego. Wade LeBlanc, he gets the win. Johnny Cueto the loss. Adrian Gonzalez's 5th. Will Venable his 4th. Venable, nice little power streak now with 4 home runs for the Padres. Cincinnati, not very good right now.
Jair Jurgens.
We'll get more on that on Sunday. We'll do more in-depth for teams when we do Sundays.
Jair Jurgens drops one for the Braves against the Mets.
Tough luck.
Yeah, Mets win it 3-1. Braves dropped 8-9 on the year. Not the start they're looking for. The win goes to Manny Acosta. He's 1-0. And Francisco Rodriguez, his 3rd save in this one.
Jurgens is 0-2. Marlins doubleheader against the Rockies. Marlins first game, 4-1 win. Okay, where are we going?
I'm just get the scores out of the way first.
Okay, and in the second game, the Rockies come back with an 8-1 win. First game, my boy Ricky Nolasco, 2-0 with the win in this one as he pitches very well, only 1 earned. That was in the 4th inning. Greg Smith falls to 1-2. Leo Nunez, his 4th save. Dan Uggla, his 4th homer. Jamie Carroll, his 2nd.
And then in the second game, Rockies win it 8-1. Utnak's hit streak thing ends. In this one, Florida only able to muster up 5 total hits. A home run for Miguel Olivo. Aaron Cook gets the win. He's 1-2. Nate Robertson follows up a good performance against the Phillies with a bad one. In this one, he drops to 2-1.
All right, next game in the National League. Astros 5, Pirates 2. Astros now 7-10 after that terrible start to this one. Scary moment here for Chris Jakubowskis.
Yeah, takes one off.
The face! Yeah. In the face!
Yeah, that would be funny, but no.
But it's not the hangover.
Wandy Rodriguez get the win. He's 1-2. The pitcher is okay. He's recovering. And Matt
Liss. He's on the DL. There was like copious amounts of blood. How do you only use words copious when it comes to blood?
Because that's what the connection is there. Home runs for Pedro Feliz, his first, and Jason Jeremiah, also his first in this one. Save for the Pirates by Matt Lister.
For the Strohs, his sixth of the year.
Oh, yeah, jeez, what am I doing? Way to go.
Cubs 5, Brewers 1. Cubs come back in this one on their way to their sweep of the Cubs. Of the Brewers. Ted Lilly, his first start, comes back very nice. Unscored upon as the Brewers didn't score until the eighth inning. He's 1-0 now, of course. Doug Davis, the loss, he's 0-2.
Yeah. That's kind of Doug Davis' job. Phil's win won in Arizona 3-2 over the D-backs. Phil's approved to 11-6, 8-3 away from their home at the bank. Three solo home runs for Philly in this one. One from Raul Ibanez, his first, and two from Jason Worth. That's three for him. Kelly Johnson hits his sixth of the year. That guy's providing a little bit of power for me in the fantasy league.
Four homers in the Philly series for Johnson. He now has seven on the year because he hit one yesterday.
Win for Jose Contreras. He's 1-1, and Ryan Madsen gets the save.
His fourth loss goes to Juan Gutierrez. He's 0-2. Final games on Saturday. Giants 2, Cardinals 0. These teams at this point 10-7. Barry Zito 3-0. Four hits for St. Louis in the game. Adam Wainwright gets a loss. He's 3-1, but he didn't give up a run to the eighth inning. Brian Wilson is 4 save. Zito now on the year. His ERA 1.32.
He struck out 19 and a whip of 0.84, and yet only owned in 70% of leagues. Really? This guy's often one of the best starts of anyone. People, if you're listening to me, you should pick him up. Like, seriously.
Yeah, he's good.
But why you'd be listening to me for fantasy advice, I don't know.
Yeah. Who's in first place in the National League right now?
Yeah, you're going to rub that in, aren't you?
Third place in the American League.
Let's go to Sunday in the AL. Orioles 7-6 over the Red Sox in 10. Orioles get their third win of the year. Hoo-ha!
Yeah.
The win goes to Jim Johnson. He's 1-1. The loss goes to a Red Sox that I've never heard of, Scott Acheson, in the 10th. Baltimore scores 3 in the top. Boston 2 in the bottom. That's not enough
to win the 10th inning. That's right. Miggy Tejada, his third home run. Clay Meredith, his first save. But point is, Orioles 3-16. Red Sox 8-11. 5-8 at Fenway.
Big story of yesterday, Dave Price, a 9-inning shutout, complete game, awesome win, 9 strikeouts, 4 hits against the Blue Jays. Rays win this one 6-0, the loss, Brandon Morrow.
Blue Jays are now 10-9, Rays 14-5 now in the AL East. Very good news for the Rays, Dave Price 3-1, Brandon Morrow 1-2.
Mariners drop one to the White Sox. That's a sweep for Chicago over the Mariners 3-2. White Sox improved to 8-11. Konerko is eighth home run of the year. Gutierrez his second. John Danks gets the win. He's 2-1. And Bobby Jenks the save.
His fourth. Brandon Leake the loss. He's 2-1. Mariners 9-10. Despite getting swept, they're still better than White Sox at 8-11. But Mariners 2-8 on the road.
Yeah, that's something they need to turn around.
Fly ball pitching staff's problem.
I mean, they're built for Safeco. Away from Safeco, yikes, they're getting beat.
Not safe.
They need Cliff Lee back.
They do need Cliff Lee back. Twins 3, Royals 4. Jose Guillen now has his seven home runs on the year now. Absolutely stunning. Justin Morneau his fourth. Brian Bannister the win and a pretty nice start for him. Gave up only 2 in the second inning. Kevin Slowey the loss. He's 2-2. Joaquin Soria his fifth.
Yeah, the Royals have not been off to an awful start. They're 7-11. They need to start winning home games, though. They're only 3-6 with this win.
Twins 13-6.
Rangers 8, Tigers 4. Rangers, man, this was an ugly first couple innings. After 2, it's 6-4 Texas, but Rangers settled down. Colby Lewis gets his third win. He's 3-0. Beats Rick Porcello, who drops to 1-2. Austin Jackson, his first dinghy for Detroit, and Dave Murphy hits one for Texas.
Yeah, his first. Now, Colby Lewis, 3-0, ERA at 3.8, a whip of 1.35. Fantasy prospects for Colby Lewis?
I think he's a little questionable just because he has had a couple bummy starts. He only got through 5 against Boston, 5 against Cleveland, so he's not a guy you're looking for distance. He's getting wins, though, which is always a good thing to have around. We'll see whether he's able to keep this pace up.
Strikeouts 28 in 23 2/3, so he's getting you wins, strikeouts. Obviously, he can't predict wins, but he's got the strikeout potential there. Tigers 8-10. Tigers 10-9. Rangers are 8-10. Angels 8. Yankees 4. Angels back up to even 500. 10-10. Yankees first loss series loss of the year. They're now 12-6. Yankees. Javi Vasquez has been dreadful.
Yeah, and you know who called that?
You?
Yeah. I mean, I was not expecting him to be good going back to the AL. I thought last year he got pretty lucky. 9 ERA so far this year, a whip of 1.8, which is ridiculous. Obviously, people starting to drop him in the fantasy leagues. He is just, he's not looking good.
More earned runs than strikeouts.
That is
that not, happens when your ERA is 9.
That is unacceptable. Meanwhile, in Oakland...
Scott Kasdorf when he's 2-1. Jorge Posada, his 4th. Robbie Cano, his 5th home run of the year. Nice start for Robbie C. What do you know? Bobby Rowe hits his 3rd. Kenji Mouse, his 6th, continuing his streak from last year.
Kenji Mouse, an impressive baseball player. The Athletics continue their good start by beating the Indians at home. They're up to 12-8.
11, 3rd game behind the Yankees.
11-0 is this one. Gio Gonzalez, another win. He's 2-1. Justin Masterson takes loss. He's 0-3. And this isn't one of these losses where, like, well, it's the Indians. You're not providing the offense. They got beat 15 hits for Oakland, including a home run for
Eric Patterson. Eric Patterson is terrible.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was surprised to see him there.
Right. All right. We'll switch over to the National League at this point. Reds 5, Padres 4. Padres 11-7. Reds are 8-11. 8-game win streak of Padres is no more. That's one thing we missed while we were gone. Are the Padres 11-7 good?
I mean, I don't think they're going to sustain that pace, but I said when we were doing our preview shows, I like the young youth that the Padres have. I like their pitching staff. I think this is a team that could grow. My concern is Adrian Gonzalez long-term. You know, are they going to deal him with the deadline?
6th home run in this game on Sunday.
When you have that cloud hanging over your team, it can be tough to put a run together.
That's true. Scott Rowland hits his 5th for the Reds. Scott Rowland with 5 homers. For real?
No.
All right. Chad Cordero. It's not Chad Cordero. Francisco Cordero. His 7th save. Mike Adams lost. He's 0-1. Arthur Rhodes the win. He's 1-1. This game went to the bullpen. Nationals. A surprising 1-0 victory over the Dodgers despite being out hit 7-4. Scott Olsen the bullpen. Very nice start. Olsen's 1-1. Chad Billingsley the tough luck loss. He's 1-1 as well. Matt Capps has 8 saves for the Nationals. Nationals are 10-9. Dodgers 8-10.
Nationals off to a good start.
10-9 Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting it. They're only a game back of the Phils, or a game and a half, I guess.
All right.
2, actually, because the Phils are 11-7. Lance Berkman hits his first home run of the season to lead the Astros over the Pirates, who started to fade off a little bit. Astros coming on. They're 8-10. They win this one behind Brett Myers, and their offense, Charlie Morton, drops to 0-4. Not a good start for Pittsburgh.
Now, Pittsburgh's now 7-11. Got beat pretty bad in this one. Cubs, as we said before, sweep the Brewers. This one's 12-2 on Sunday, and they're 9-10. Brewers 8-10. The Cardinals, the only team above 500 in the Central. It's about power for the Cubs. Derek Lee is 4th. Giovanni Soto is 2nd. They're on my team. Who else?
Kosuke Ukudome hits his 3rd, and Tyler Colvin also his 3rd. 18 hits for Chicago in this one. That's all they need to hand Dave Bush his first loss of the year. He drops to 1-1.
Randy Wells is 2-0. Cardinals blank the Giants 2-0. Cardinals 11-7. Giants 10-8. Brad Penny better than Matt Cain in this one.
Penny facing his former team from last year improves to 3-0. Matt Cain 0-1. And, you know, you shouldn't throw home run balls to Albert Pujols, which happens in this one. Pujols his 7th of the year, save for Ryan Franklin.
His 6th. Penny on the year. ERA under 1 of .94. His whip is .98. Only 15 strikeouts and 28 2/3, though. That's a little disconcerting. Brad Penny going forward, your thoughts?
I think he's going to have a good year. I like the way he fits into that St. Louis team. He's got good support behind him. He should be good. For Arizona, they win the series against the Phils. They improved to 8-10. Phillies dropped to 11-7, 8-4 on the road. Phillies just not able to muster up enough offense to deal with the Diamondbacks. Get a home run from Kelly Johnson and a home run for Mark Reynolds. If you told me they'd have the same number of home runs at this point and it was 7, I would not have believed you. But hey, that's how it goes.
Yeah, well, Kelly Johnson coming strong with 4 in the last 3 games. Phillies 3-5 after the nice start. Bullpen's a problem here, Peter.
Bullpen is an issue. They're not hanging things together. Loss on this one dropped on Dave Herndon. Basically, in this one, Kendrick goes 5 and then they take him out and things go bad pretty much immediately in the 6th.
Yeah, There were some issues here. Not the full strength lineup. They had Ross Glidden right field, made an error,
Wilson
misjudging.
They put Wilson Valdez in there.
Worth was in center, and you could tell he was a little opposition in center field, having not played there.
You know, but it's the thing. Like, you're early in the season, sometimes it can be useful to give kind of everyone just like a random day off. I mean, especially with Cal Kendrick, you know, you're not
being
expecting
kind of hot in Arizona. They had the roof open, so it wasn't like stifling. Okay, Rockies 8, Marlins 4. Each team is 10-9 after this one. Emotion win for the Rockies. Not quite sure why.
Well, let's figure out why this is emotion.
All right, Jorge De La Rosa is 3-1 with the win. Chris Volstead is 1-2 with the loss.
And of course, the emotion today was the day that they had their memorial service.
Today being Sunday
for Kelly McGregor, who died last week. Obviously, that was very sad last Tuesday. Pre-game services for him. Apparently, McGregor number 88 was what the number that he wore as a tight end at Colorado State. A Rockies jersey hung in the dugout, obviously an emotional loss. A lot of these guys knew him very closely, apparently.
Yeah, and Rockies come out and win it, taking two of their last three against Florida. Seth Smith, two homers, his third and fourth of the year. Miguel Olivo hits his fifth. And finally, this is the one that annoys me.
This is ridiculous. Sunday night baseball, everyone's excited. They only get through 5.5. They call it, and the Mets win. Mets score one in the first, and then a pitcher's duel breaks out between
Mike Pelfrey.
We got ourselves a pitcher's duel. Mike Pelfrey versus Tommy Hansen.
Hansen lost. He's 1-2. Tough luck there, because this game should have gone longer, and it shouldn't have contributed towards a 1-13 lead, a Mets victory. Mike Pelfrey now 4-0 with the win. Yes, it's a little crappy. I needed one more inning to get a quality start that would have tied in the fantasy league in a category. Pelfrey not allowed a run in, like, forever.
You are an angry young man.
I am angry. Injuries. We got to do injuries.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them.
Let's talk about injuries. We're gonna pull
first
up.
One. We're gonna go. Manny Ramirez goes on the DL with the hamstring.
Yeah, that is obviously not a good thing. I mean, he has not been especially hot this year, but that is nothing you ever like to see.
Now, Manny Ramirez is on a 15-day DL. Xavier Paul is getting called up from Albuquerque. Nick Punta retroactive to April 16th on the DL for the Twins.
Yep.
He's playing now for them? Because
I mean, he's a useful part in there. He's their biggest backup.
Well, he's starting all over. I don't know what's going on there. Aaron Hill is back. We knew that. Brian Tallett and Edwin Encarnacion on the DL. Brett Cecil's coming up.
Here's a big one. The Texas Rangers acquired Justin Smoke. They called him up finally. And Chris Davis has been demoted to Oklahoma City. Justin Smoke floating out there in the fantasy league if someone should choose to acquire him.
Well, in maybe your league, not ours.
I
have him.
What?
He's right now 0-5 with 3 walks. So plate discipline, definitely very good for him. I have him starting now because I have injuries. It's pretty bad.
Carlos Guillen goes on the DL for Detroit.
When is he not on the DL?
That's true, but you're kind of hopeful this year.
Yeah.
Of course, you're hopeful every year. We talked about Ted Lilly.
Sammy Gervasio is back from Houston. Jeff Samardzija is back in Iowa. Brad Hawp on the 15-day DL. That was yesterday. That was something I missed. Eric Young's coming up.
Yeah,
speed!
Eric Young is speed and really not a whole heck of a lot else. He's not actually an overly talented baseball player, but boy, can he run.
Yeah, Mark Ellis is on the DL. Chris Young's on the DL. A couple other names. Chris Young of the Padres. We mentioned that before, I think, but just thinking all the people that are out. Quick look at the standings. Baltimore 11 games out and they're done.
Yeah, Baltimore in trouble already. No other team more than 5.5 games out. That's Kansas City in the Central. Everyone else... within striking distance. Let's talk about some of our surprising teams. Would you have pegged Atlanta to be on a 5-game schneid, and they're 3 back in the National League? They're in last place.
They are in last place, but they're only 8-10. 3 teams in the East, 10-9, Florida, Washington, and the Mets. Philly's 11-7 despite losing 6 of the last 10.
Yeah. In the Central...
5 of the last 8.
In the Central, we were kind of hopeful Pittsburgh would not be in last place, but Central very tightly bunched.
Houston's gone 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're now 8-10 and tied for third with Milwaukee.
Yeah, they're in fact the hottest team in baseball for the last 10. Other than San Diego, a surprising first place in the West. Let's talk about San Diego for a second, just because this is something that kind of flew under our radar, because most of these games happened while we were gone. They have a 3-game series against Florida coming up. They swept San Francisco, took 2 out of 3 from Cincy, and took 3 from Arizona in the previous series. What do you see from them? I mean, obviously they're getting a good offensive push right now.
Yeah, the offense is pretty good.
Sorry, the phone's ringing off the hook here. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Sure.
Chase Headley, a 371 batting average for San Diego. Adrian Gonzalez has 6 home runs. He's hitting 317. And they're also getting a really good performance from their pitching right now.
Yeah, the pitching is good. Clayton Richard, 3.75. John Garland, 2.86. Kevin Correa, 3.13. Chris Young on the DL, but his one start went well.
Yeah, he has a 0 ERA in that one. We got some news just coming in fresh off our waiver, our wire here, our wire services. Philadelphia Phillies have signed Ryan Howard to a 5-year extension worth an average of $25 million per year. Wait, Shane, do the math. How much is that?
It's a lot. $125 million.
That's right. So Ryan Howard will be in pinstripes until 2016. There's a limited no-trade clause.
Is this a good signing? Let us know.
Yeah. If you know, give us your opinions on this. We'll talk about it on the air if you
National
post.
Baseball Podcast at Facebook.
Yeah, see, we'll get it in earlier this time.
The _ NBP at Twitter, something like that.
Yeah, twitter.com/. But yeah, the Phil sign Ryan Howard. Obviously, the question, is he going to be worth this much for this long? Maybe, maybe not. I think the thing they're banking on is that he's hitting the prime of his career. Keep in mind, he is 30. You want to trade him?
No. Not yet. 2 years. 3 years.
Good idea.
All right. okay. Some things we want to talk about going a little bit longer we want to, but highlights, what we're looking forward to today and tomorrow, Tuesday, 27th, today, the 26th. 11 games today. I believe the NL's on a full schedule, though.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, one game off in the NL, the rest in the AL. Phillies out west at the Giants at 10:15. This is Roy Halladay. 4-0 with a .82 against Jonathan Sanchez, 1-1, 1.86. Great matchup there out west at 10:15.
Should be outstanding. I'm looking forward to staying up and watching this one develop. Not a lot of other really good matchups.
I'm watching a couple of small things. Giovanni Gallardo against the Pirates at 8:10, 4.3 ERA, 1-2 record. Looking to see him get better against teams not very good. Carlos Silva, ERA under 1 against the Nationals at 8. You want to pick somebody up off your waiver wire? Carlos Silva tonight against the Nationals, if you can get it in by 7 o'clock.
I think this is an important test of him, whether it's for real or not. The Nationals, they are only 10-9, but they do have shown that they are offensively talented. We'll see whether Silva is able to continue his streak.
I'm watching that. The ESPN game on Monday is Hiroki Kuroda against Alvar Perez, Dodgers Mets, that's at 7. If you want to look at the AL real quick, Dane Evelyn, 1.93 ERA, he's 2-0, goes against the Red Sox. That's going to end. I would sit if you have that decision to make. Felix Hernandez goes against Kansas City at 8:10.
Tomorrow, we got some action going on.
Full slate of games on Tuesday. Love this regular schedule. A lot of 8 o'clock games. Everybody's in the Central this week.
Yeah, everyone can just they can meet up
Any
somewhere.
Day baseball?
Well, we have no day baseball. No day Everything baseball.
Oh, that's boo on that. Johan Santana against Charlie Hager, mismatch of the year.
A little bit of a mismatch.
Mets at Dodgers, that's at 7. Staying in the NL, anything you see that jumps out. Tom Gorzolani, the Cubs against Leivan Hernandez, ERA under 1.
That should be an excellent matchup. I also think...
Would you have pegged that beginning scene, Gorzolani versus Leivan Hernandez, as a matchup of combined ERA under 3.5?
No. And obviously, Ubaldo Jimenez pitches for the Rockies at 8:40. That's just something to keep an eye on, regardless of who he's pitching against. In this one, it's Edwin Jackson.
Phillies, that's not really a great game. AL... You want to look at...
Is C.J. Wilson for real? We'll see. He takes on the White Sox at 8:05 at home. He has a 1.37 ERA this year.
Against Mark Burley's 4.56 ERA. Zach Greinke against the Mariners. That's a 9-inning shutout for him. Mitch Talbot following up a really good start against Joe Saunders and the Angels at 10:05. Wade Davis against Ben Sheets. Here's a good matchup. Each is 1-1 ERA, right around 2.7. Oakland at Tampa, that's at 7:10.
That's going to be an excellent series.
It will be great series. I really want to see these two teams, 12-8 and 14-5, respectively. There was one more thing I had here, and that was Francisco Liriano, 1.29 at 7:05 against Detroit. Phil Hughes coming off the almost one hitter at 7:05 against Baltimore. And Clay Buchholz, 1-2 with a 2.7. Something's weird about that against Sean Markham at 7:07.
We'll see how this one goes. Obviously, thanks for listening to the National Baseball Podcast. We already got your information. Post your feedback. Let us know what you think about baseball, and we'll tell you why you're wrong.
Or right.
Or right. But
or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just be like, yeah, I don't know. Let's watch that. Maybe we'll bet on it. We haven't bet on a lot of stuff.
That's all right, because betting is legal in the United States, right?
We don't actually have to. We're not going there. All right. See ya.
We're out.